Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9 says, "In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." Now, if you don't know what's going on here, as they're rebuilding the temple now, they had been in and seen Solomon's temple, and what an amazing place that was. But at the same time, because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion against God, he brought judgment, and he allowed the Assyrians and the Babylonians to come in, and they destroyed the temple and carried them off into captivity in Babylon. Now we've got a remnant that's coming back into the land, and he's having them rebuild it. But when they're rebuilding it, it's nowhere near as glorious as what it used to be. And some of them are probably feeling pretty sad about it. And he encourages them. He knew that as they rebuilt the temple, it wouldn't be as magnificent as the one Solomon built. And he was okay with that. He actually encouraged them to not be discouraged. And he spoke to them of the day when he will come back to reign on the earth and sit in a new and glorious temple. I love how God says, look, don't compare this one with the one that you saw earlier. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Be strong. Because there's a day coming when there's going to be an amazing temple, and Jesus himself, the Messiah, is going to come and sit in it. And that's why he says, for thus says, verse 6, the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I'll shake all nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Now, that's what he's prophesying here about the second coming, when Jesus comes to the earth and sets up his kingdom on the earth. And there's going to be a temple that's already been rebuilt, because there's still going to be one for the Antichrist to step into the wing of it and declare himself to be God. And then Jesus is going to come, and he's going to cleanse the temple. He's going to do a work there that he himself will do. And the Bible says that all the nations are going to come and worship him there. Listen to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 through 29. "See that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." This phrase, "yet once more," indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. God has promised that when he comes back, he's going to shake not only the earth, there's going to be an earthquake that levels every mountain, the islands are going to disappear. He's also going to shake the heavens. The Bible says the sky is going to recede like a scroll. The stars are going to fall from the sky like figs falling from a fig tree. The sun's going to go dark. The moon's going to turn to blood. There's going to be absolute cataclysm across the globe and in the universe. But God is going to then come and set up his kingdom on this earth. And that temple that Jesus will build is going to be greater than any of them. And all the nations that survive are going to come and worship him there. So don't worry about how well you're doing. Just give God your best and look forward to the day when Jesus will do amazing things in our presence. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.